Hello again, everyone. It's Ivy Hoops Online, and I'm George Clark, reporting on last evening's Loyola Ramblers Princeton Tigers game held at Jadwin Gym on the campus of Princeton. The Ramblers, off to a 3-0 start this year, stormed into Jadwin on Friday to face off with the Tigers, who are also off to a 3-0 start. The Ramblers compiled an impressive 23-10 record last year, including a 15-3 slate in the Atlantic 10, good enough for a share of the regular season title, and a bid to the NIT. Head coach Drew Valentine enters his fourth season well on the way to restoring Loyola to its former place of NCAA glory. Things started ominously for the Tigers as the Ramblers went quickly up 7-0 in the space of about 2 minutes. Henderson called an early timeout to restore order. It must have worked because the Tigers, after the break in action, went off on an 11-2 run over the next 2.5 minutes. From there, the two teams went back and forth for much of the first period until the Ramblers were able to close on a 7-2 run, fueled by 5 Des Watson free throws. The Ramblers grabbed a 5-point halftime lead, 43-38. The Tigers shot 6 of 10 from deep to keep their hopes very much alive through the first 20 minutes. Xavion Lee with 10 points and Caden Pierce with 9 did the bulk of the Tiger scoring. No surprise there. Jaden Dawson's 11 was high for the Ramblers. He has been their go-to scorer in the early going this season. Tiger freshman Malik Abdullahi was inserted into the starting lineup for the first time, and I don't think it's the last. He showed why when he canned 6 straight Tiger points in a 2-minute run late in the half. At 6'7 and 207 pounds, he is a physical and active presence in the paint and on the glass. He seems to possess a natural instinct to be in the right place at the right time. As he continues to develop, the Tiger prospects will continue to rise. As the second half unfolded, the Ramblers maintained control but could not separate themselves from the Tigers. But over a 3-minute stretch beginning at the 16:22 mark, the Tigers sent a clear message that this game was not going to result in an easy Rambler win. Dalen Davis, with 2 3-balls, and 2 Jackson Hickey baskets, propelled the Tigers on a 10-0 run and a 51-48 lead. The Ramblers said, "Wait a minute, we're not going away," and answered with an 8-0 run of their own to get the score back to 58-52 Loyola. This with 9 minutes remaining. This Tiger team has become something of a second-half juggernaut so far this season. A long-range bomb from Blake Peters tied the game at 60. Seconds later, Caden Pierce went coast-to-coast for a spectacular dunk with a defender right on his back. This gave the Tigers a 62-60 lead. The Tigers would hold the lead for the last time at 68-66 on an Abdullahi tip-in following a Pierce miss with 1.5 minutes left. A Rambler 3-ball restored their lead. In the last minute, the Tigers got none of the so-called 50-50 balls after getting most of them in their first 3 contests. A replay review on an out-of-bounds play gave the ball to Loyola on a tough call, while the Tigers forced a jump ball on a defensive rebound after a Loyola missed free throw. but the possession arrow gave Loyola another chance. The Ramblers closed the game on a 7-0 run, making the final score 73-68, the same 5-point margin the Ramblers built in the first half. Once again, Henderson shuffled 11 players in and out of the lineup. The Tigers don't commit a lot of fouls, and barring injury, you might expect the rotation to shrink down to the 8 or 9 man range. He's got 11 more preseason contests to figure things out before Ivy League play rolls around in January. Xavion Lee and Dalen Davis came into the game, each averaging 17 points per game. On Friday night, each once again had 17 points. Davis was an impressive 5 of 7 from deep, while Lee added 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 1 block shot. Caden Pierce, the double-double machine, added another with 11 points and a team-high 11 rebounds. Abdullahi stepped up with 11 points on 5 of 8 shooting in 22 minutes. All in all, this was a good game against a tough team. And now the Tigers head back to New England, and specifically North Andover, Massachusetts, for a Sunday afternoon contest at Merrimack. Tip-off at Lawler Arena is set for 1 p.m. It's been an interesting Tiger season so far, and I'm sure it will continue along that line. We enjoy being with you and hope to be with you again soon. Once again, for Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark. Thanks for listening.